Welcome to Making America Strong Again, the only program dedicated to inspire you and to inspire a nation with stories of American exceptionalism and national restoration. Join fellow patriots as we rediscover our past, reignite our future, and celebrate America now.
Welcome to this week's program. This is Steve Olds. It's a privilege to be with you today from our studios in South Florida. If you're listening to us on iHeartRadio or our Patriot podcast, we welcome you and thank you in advance for sharing this with everybody that you know. In the opening introduction, you heard the idea of rediscovering our past. And last week, a number of us joined a group of patriots and traveled to Plymouth, Massachusetts, where we got a chance to do just that. We got a chance to spend some time out of the office and out of our normal environment to celebrate what's great about America. And in this case, we got a chance to really understand what it was like to be a pilgrim, to be one of the folks that got on that little teeny boat. And if you've never been to Plymouth, and you go stand next to the replica of the Mayflower, and you look at it and go, how in the world did they put 102 people on that little teeny boat and cruise across the ocean in the North Atlantic in November and do it in such a way that was just remarkable? The pilgrims never came up on the upper part of the deck. So imagine now being in a small little boat, 102 of your closest friends, no air conditioning, little food. They did manage to get a lime or a lemon every day to prevent scurvy. And you can imagine what that was like, being cooped up. Have you ever been cooped up with relatives in your home for a couple of days? Imagine being cooped up with all your 102 best friends. And then after you finally make it 66 days on this little boat, most of us wouldn't get on that little boat and sail from here into the ocean more than a couple of miles, let alone do it over the course of 66 days, let alone do it being locked below the upper deck where it was safe. Now imagine that by the time you landed, within a short period of time in that first year in the new land, only half of the people that you came with were still alive. 14 of the 18 married women died in that first year. And the vision that these people had to have to pursue freedom, to pursue the future as they saw it, was powerful. One of the tours that we took began at a little place called the Jenny Museum, and it was started to begin to reinforce the history of what Plymouth is all about, because it's easy in this day and age to lose track of the real accurate history and what life was really like back then. The Jenny Grist Mill was an amazing place because there was a nice water, number of different places. There were, if memory serves, there were 18 different grist mills along the tributaries right there near Plymouth, and they were able to create food from the grain and go through that whole process there. And we met Leo and Nancy, run the Jenny Museum up there, and Leo walked us through a tour in his pilgrim costume and told stories of the real stories of what actually happened during the Thanksgiving that we've learned about. And unfortunately, most of the folks that know what Thanksgiving is, or at least think they do, didn't get the real story. And I won't spoil that for you because I intend to have Leo on the program in the near term where he can begin to share some ideas. Part of our National Speakers Bureau will include subject matter experts, and Leo is one of them. We spent a good bit of time on top of a hill, matter of fact, one of the highest hills in Plymouth that overlooked Plymouth Harbor on a clear day. And on top of that hill, which is right in the middle of a local neighborhood, you'd never know it was there if you didn't follow the signs, there's the Forefathers Monument. It was built in the late 1800s as a monument to those who founded our nation. And in the 45 minutes that we spent walking around that monument and getting a real sense from Leo, who was, again, dressed in a pilgrim outfit, But more importantly, he had the pilgrim attitude. He had the facts and the real experiences and the stories of the people who made a decision to pursue freedom as they saw it, to escape tyranny after having lived in Holland for 12 years trying to figure it out, to brave the seas and to come across the ocean and to be, in effect, the founders of America. What a powerful vision. Those mothers that slept on top of their children so they could keep them warm in that first winter. They gave their lives for their kids. But more, they gave their lives for the future of our nation, because they knew if those children didn't survive, the nation wouldn't either. They had a vision. And in 2020, we'll celebrate the 400th anniversary of the Plymouth's landing. 1620 to 2020, 400 years. Now, some talk about the landing at Jamestown, but what a lot of folks don't know, in Jamestown in 1607, the people that came were the merchants. There were men. There were no women on that trip. So theirs was more of an economic journey, and there's a whole history behind the story of Jamestown, and we'll discuss that some other time. But the power of what the pilgrims did and what they held fast to, their beliefs, their focus on God and His Word, and what they wanted to accomplish in a free society was first and foremost in their minds. So when we think about what that really means in this day and age, you begin to start to ask yourself a few questions. First of all, what's my vision of the future? What's my vision for my life, my family? If you're an entrepreneur or a business owner, what's your vision for the business? And then collectively, as we start having debates, and we're going to have a lot of them, I suspect, over the next year and a half, because we're going to be debating who it is that we will freely elect to lead our nation, to lead what is still the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. But we're also dealing with a lot of very crucial choices, not just in the national election, but in the individuals who are elected to the Senate and into the House, and in our local races, because that influences policies, it influences many elements of our economy, it influences who are the decision makers that do not have tenured positions in bureaucratic organizations. All of those have consequences. And the reality is that we have to focus on those consequences more than simply during election time. We make a decision during election time, and people come and go all over the course of the years. But the people that stay, the people that stay in those positions, in the jobs that implement or create rules and regulations, have an impact, a huge impact, on the way the country runs. And so now as we start looking at results, you begin to look in the marketplace and say, how are things going so far? The opening to our show is making America strong again. Some would argue that we're still strong. What do you mean we're not strong? Well, you can take a look at our economy, and there are some elements of our economy that are doing great. Look at the stock market. And there are plenty of folks that would argue that it's doing great. Well, it is and it isn't. If you look at how the money showed up in the stock market, you can study quantitative easing, and we can have a long discussion. We can also look at factors like the debt. We can look at our unfunded liabilities in the hundreds of trillions of dollars, et cetera, et cetera. We can have a long discussion there. But I was having a chat with a gentleman by the name of Rudy Lako, who serves as our senior vice president of operations at Patriot Mission. Rudy was also a former long-term three-decade captain in the Navy. He served as a commodore for a destroyer squadron. He actually led the rescue effort in Haiti. He ran the Mercy ship and coordinated all of the activities that were necessary to save so many lives. We were having an interesting discussion, and we talked about what it was that really motivates people. What motivates people to serve? They had a lot of volunteers on the Haiti rescue mission. They had doctors and nurses and healthcare providers of all sorts that flocked to the area to serve others. When you look at America's strength, when you look at what it is that we have that nobody else has around the world, We have a constitution that allows each one of us, we the people, to pursue life, liberty, and happiness the way we see fit. And many of us who've had an experience as a veteran, either as for a period of time or for a full career, we can look at things through a certain lens, a lens that we've experienced in the military. Rudy was telling me how a lot of the senior military personnel begin to measure national strength. There's an acronym called DIME, diplomacy, information, the military, and the economy. And our commander-in-chief, the president, can look at America's strength through those measures. Obviously, diplomacy is important. Information is critical. Military strength is required. And our economy is what has made America great in so many ways. And that's where we're going to focus the balance of the program. Because the economy, while there are many variables in the economy, when we get down to its lowest common denominator, what happens in the streets of each local community in America typically begins with an entrepreneur, begins with an idea to serve a need. Entrepreneurs create an idea that can become a small business, it may be a single person business, that has an idea that they want to solve a problem. They want to support the goals of a particular segment of the marketplace. Perhaps they want to save time or save money for a group of people for whom they believe they can deliver a service that will have value. And if that service has value and it creates a financial transaction, and that transaction creates enough revenue so that there is enough money to cover the costs of overhead and delivery, the cost of goods sold then nets a profit that makes it worth the entrepreneur's time, effort, and energy, and intellectual design to continue in business, we have what's known as a success. And that success can be magnified over time, over weeks and months, and perhaps years. And when you leverage the impact of entrepreneurs and small businesses in communities and in counties and in states and in regions all across America, you create power. You create horsepower that is America's strength. It is the cornerstone of our American economy. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how we lift that up, how we grow it, how we focus on it, and how you can help. We'll be right back.
Making America Strong Again is brought to you by Patriot Mission. To learn more about national restoration, get free resources at www.makingamericastrongagain.com.
This is Steve Schwartz with PDGo.com. We've been in business for over 15 years and have created over 1,000 websites for clients across the USA and across the world. We help our clients have a custom, affordable website, and we teach them personally how they can very easily update the information on their websites themselves anytime they want to without being a techie. Take a look at PDGo.com and see samples of our work and testimonials that clients have said about our service. PDGo.com. Again, PDGo.com.
At Surf Pro of Vero Beach, no job is too big and no question is too small. So when fire, water, or mold damage strikes your home or business, call on Surf Pro of Vero Beach at 772-770-0501. That's where you'll find a team of specialists that's faster to any size disaster. So when the things that matter most are on the line, make sure Surf Pro of Vero Beach is too by calling 772-770-0501. That's Surf Pro of Vero Beach, helping make fire, water, and mold damage like it never, ever happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Kelly Fisher, a supporter of the Making America Strong Again mission and your local real estate professional here on the Treasure Coast. It has been my honor to serve our community here in Vero Beach since 2003. And with over 1,500 home sales over the past 21 years, it's my hope that you will consider the Kelly Fisher team at Treasure Coast Sotheby's International Realty for all your real estate needs. It's also our desire that every family has a home and every home has a family. And we have partnered with the Homeless Family Center of Vero Beach to work toward that goal. When you buy or sell a home with the Kelly Fisher team, we will make a substantial contribution toward alleviating homelessness in our hometown. To be a part of this great mission, please call us at 772-321-6905.
Welcome back to Making America Strong Again, the program dedicated to inspire you and to inspire a nation with stories of American exceptionalism and national restoration. Once again, here's your host, Steve Olds.
Welcome back. It's great to have you with us today. We're talking about the connection between vision that happens with people many times, decades, centuries earlier, that translates into action that we can take right now. We talked about the Pilgrims. We talked about their vision of the future. 150 years after the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth, we had a revolution. American colonists got fed up with tyranny that was issued by the King of England, and they said, no more. We're going to have a fight. Give me liberty or give me death. The result was liberty, only because they were willing to fight. Sometimes we have to fight. We prefer not. Anybody that's in the military, anybody that's been a veteran, especially anybody that's been in combat, will tell you the last thing we want to do is go fight, because combat is horrendous. Nobody wants to do it. However, there comes a time when if you don't stand up to tyranny, tyranny will take you out. So you have to stand up and fight. Many people in their local communities right now are asking them some questions. They're asking themselves, what can I really do for America right now that'll really make a difference? We've talked about the dream of the entrepreneur, the dream of that small business owner who may not even see himself or herself as an entrepreneur. They may just see an idea that inspires them and say, you know what, I could solve a problem. And if I solved a problem and somebody was willing to pay me for that, that would be pretty cool. We have about 315 million people in America. About 10% of the people in America are participating in small business in some way, shape, matter, or form. 72% of those individuals, that's about 22 million people, are what are called sole proprietors. In other words, their businesses are single-person operations. They're an individual that is solving a problem for a consumer, is making a go of it. Now, you probably heard the statistics over the years that most businesses don't make it to year one. Most businesses crash and burn. And they crash and burn because there are some basic things that have to get done. You have to bring more money in than you pay out. If you don't do that, you don't have a profit, and typically you're out of business pretty quickly. But there are a lot of companies that have some amazing products and services, and you probably frequent them. When we look at how we can serve in our community, one of the things that we can do is look for small businesses that we've perhaps never walked into before. One of the ways to do that is begin to ask around. Ask people that you know. Where are the places that you go, the places that you frequent? And another interesting way to do it is to ask some questions about the stories of the people in the community. If you're new to a community, you can begin to meet and greet, go to different social events, perhaps in your church, perhaps in the school environment, perhaps just at a local eatery, and get to know the owner. Ask them how they got started. What you'll find is some very inspirational stories. Sometimes people start companies because everything around them crashed. They may have lost their job. Perhaps they were downsized. Perhaps they were working for another company that went out of business. Or perhaps their fed-up meter got pegged and they decided to go to work for themselves. They didn't really know what they were walking into, but they went after it anyway. When we look at what making America strong again means to us, we focus on three big ideas: strengthening the economy, uniting our fellow citizens, and increasing national pride. When we look at those ideas, you can get lost in the big picture. But if you come right back down and focus on that small business and focus on the impact that small business has in the local community, that's where we begin to strengthen the economy. One of the ways we can do that is simply by patronizing that small business. Another way is to get to know the owners and the managers and the employees in those small businesses. And when it's appropriate, share resources with them, share experiences. There are a lot of folks in every town in the nation that have experience that could serve as mentors to individuals in those small companies. Many times, small business owners who have launched their companies don't really even think about looking for a mentor. It doesn't cross their mind because they're so busy, as Michael Gerber says, doing it, they get overwhelmed with all the things that are happening. And sometimes the word of a mentor, the word of somebody who cares about them, that's not looking to sell them anything, that's just simply there because they care. They want to give back. Rudy talks about that a lot. The power of giving back in the community can change things in radical ways. So if we want to help small businesses in our local marketplace, we can look for ways to share our ideas and share our experience. One of the other neat things about small businesses is that it crosses every demographic line in the community. I don't care what part of town you live in, there are small businesses there. There are people with hopes and dreams. Some areas of town or some areas of the state or some areas of the nation have significant financial challenges ahead of them. But that spirit that began with the pilgrims in 1620 is still alive in us. And for those of us that believe God planted that spirit in us, He gives us the vision to pursue what He's called us to do. And for some, that means pursuing business. For others, it means working in a business and supporting an entrepreneurial idea. Whatever that is, do it to your maximum capability. And when you do, you end up uniting around the people in your community where you work. That brings families together, brings customers and entrepreneurs and managers and workers together toward a common cause. Which does what? It strengthens our local economy. It strengthens the economy of your household. And when that happens and we unite the people in our household, we're uniting fellow citizens, aren't we? And if we're uniting the fellow citizens in a couple of households and in the customer base of a small business, we've got a little pot of strengthening the economy in our market. And when that happens in this market and that market and from sea to shining sea, we can create some major change in America. And what happens when more businesses stay in business longer because there was some great advice shared, there was some mentoring, perhaps there was some apprenticeship, there was some refinement of strategy, there was some coming together with new ideas, maybe there was new technologies created by another entrepreneur, an app, a 16, 17, 18-year-old young person that says, here's a way to solve a problem that these folks don't even realize they have, and they create an app that suddenly streamlines and saves you 10, 15, 20 hours a week in labor costs. What does that mean? That means we get inspired because our business does better, because the attitudes of the people in our community, in our business, in our home, get better. What happens when we as a nation begin to see the influence of a positive attitude over and over and over again all over the country? What does that mean to us? It means we begin to increase our national pride. It also means we begin to increase the involvement of our citizens in those decisions that impact diplomacy, that impact the way our information is used, that impact the way our military is deployed, and that ultimately impact our economy. We pull all those things together, and we will have accomplished what it is that Patriot Mission has set out to do. What is it that we've set out to do? Patriot Mission is here to protect our nation's liberty and preserve the American dream through the power of small business. The power of small business is you, the entrepreneur. It's you, the individual that works in the small business. It's you, the spouse of the owner. It's you, the child of the family in the small business or managing a small business who are committed to the future of our great nation. So in the moments when you don't think what you do every day matters, trust me, it matters. Work your heart out. Focus on your family and your future, and together, we will be making America strong again. We'll see you next week.
Making America Strong Again is brought to you by Patriot Mission. To learn more about national restoration, get free resources at www.makingamericastrongagain.com.